head coach Jim Scanlon joining us down in the tunnel. And Jim, first of all, congratulations on a great hockey game here tonight.
Thanks, Kelly. It was. I thought we played a real strong game, and I thought we played a complete game.
Well, I know the Buckeyes came out here buzzing a little bit there. They scored first, obviously, and anytime a team scores first, usually they take away the momentum. But at what point did your team kind of recharge before that power play goal? It looked like your team kind of tried to get the momentum back there in the first.
Oh, I thought we definitely did. We definitely did take over as far as momentum on our power play in the first period. We had seven shots, number of really close chances, and then I just thought we built momentum off that. I thought after the power play ended, we still had some good momentum, and I think the shots were 19-6 after the first period. So, we talked about it was going to be a 60-minute game. They only had the four defensemen, and we just talked about how important it was to play with pace the entire game, keep getting pucks deep, and I thought by the end of that second period, they were a real tired hockey team.
Well, you had three unanswered goals against them. Obviously, Alexis Joyce got things started for you with that power play goal. But Stephanie Anderson, she just is so sharp. I even said it after she scored that upper shelf goal, that was as Olympic style of a goal as you can find in any hockey game. She just has a pretty shot.
Well, she shoots so hard, and when she puts it in the right spot, there's no way the goalie's going to stop it. That's what she did. I mean, she went bar down over her shoulder, and it was a big-time shot. But AJ made a huge play for us. I mean, we needed something. We were getting an awful lot of chances, and nothing was going in the net. And she was pretty tired, but she made a play, and Bailey goes hard to the net, stops, and that caused the goalie, I think, maybe to take her eye off the puck a little bit. And, the puck rolls in. That was a huge play and a huge lift for our team.
Well, that third goal that was scored by your team is one that you like to see. Those crash the net style of goals. Kristen Huber with the initial shot and then Hannah Moore just putting it away. You always stress crashing the net, and obviously that one just proved how crucial that kind of a play is.
Oh, no doubt. It was great to see Hannah get one. She's been fighting it, really, really pushing, trying to break the streak, as she keeps saying, and so it was fitting that it was Hannah that scored, and to score in the fashion she did, I think was even better for her.
Your special teams were great tonight. You got 12 shots off on your power play. You go 1-for-3. Your penalty kill holds them to 0-for-4 with only 4 shots on net. You couldn't have asked for any better from your special teams tonight, could you?
No, our penalty kill was outstanding, no doubt. And I think, like I said, we gained momentum on the first power play. We scored on the second, and obviously we had some good looks there in the third. But no question, I think our penalty kill was one of the keys for today's game.
Coach, you got a little help from outside of this rink tonight. St. Cloud State knocked off North Dakota 1-0. That's got to make you happy right now.
Oh, it's just huge. I mean, to have a 4-point lead at this point in the season, you hate to think of it, but it gives us a game. I mean, it gives us, we can come up short in a game. We're going to still be ahead of them, which with three to go is huge. But this group, it's funny. They're asking about games out east because they're very mm-hmm. tuned into what's going on. And we got a great opportunity tomorrow to finish off the home portion of our regular season in fashion and have our seniors go out the way they should.
Well, Jim, your team has been taking care of business one game at a time, and that's all you can ask of them, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's going to all be about tomorrow now.
Coach, congrats on the win. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly.